Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So before we begin, I just want to quickly talk about a power outage that we had last night. And it is fascinating, the psychology, you know, that happens with it. So, you know, power outages can be very anxiety producing, very scary. If you're not prepared, it could be very costly, losing all sorts of food in your refrigerator, or it could be a breeze. And so it was fascinating because I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And it went from being hot to cool to kind of a really nice cool week to over the weekend getting hot again and then getting very muggy and starting, you know, to get us grumpy. So my guess is a bunch of people hacked up their air conditioning and kind of overloaded the system too quickly, which happens when you have a bunch of people relying on the power grid and plugging in their cars and all sorts of stuff. So last night I had seen a bunch of patients and I had, you know, worked and I had, you know, prepped for my show. And then I was starting to play Candy Crush. And then all of a sudden the power goes out. And so, you know, immediately, I haven't seen my son all day, one of my sons, immediately, Mom, the power's out. What's going on? When is it coming back? And I mean, we were probably at second number five, going in between 5 and 10 seconds post power outage. Already panic from, you know, the teenagers. All right. So I'm like, okay, we got this. You know, my other son was at his girlfriend's and I'm like, stay there, you know, because you might have a problem, you know, coming back to the home. Don't fight with her or anything like that, you know, because we have gates to get into the house, and those gates were locked. So I'm like, you're going to be stuck outside. So hubby, you know, I immediately go outside. I'm in my underwear again. I'm always, my underwear, I got a T-shirt, and then I got my husband's boxers. So I run outside just to see if other houses have it. And then I have a friend who's in another neighborhood. So I text and I try to call, but the internet's not working that well. So I didn't really care much about the power outage until I noticed that I couldn't access internet. And then I was like, even though I was able to, by maybe 20 seconds into the power outage, get one last post on social media saying, you know, am I the only one that has a power outage? So it looks like the whole neighborhood is dark. And you slowly start to see cell phone lights come out. And we live in an area of the desert where there's not a lot of streetlights, and even if there was streetlights, even if there were streetlights, they would be off during the power outage. So you start to see a couple cell phone lights, and it's so funny because in the dark, when you're out and it's basically desert dark, and then you see a light, it's not like a light that's very focused and consistent. The light's going back and forth, you know. So it looks funny. So it makes you giggle. So I start to laugh because I'm out there in my underwear and I'm trying to find neighbors and people are like, what the heck happened? I'm like, look, you know, I flushed the toilet. You know, it must have been the flush. It must have completely overloaded the sewage, which overloaded, you know. I just didn't want to have an Amber Heard moment, you know, in the middle of the night. So I tried to go potty. And I was like, yeah, I bet that's what it was. So you slowly start to have people come out. And the neighbors, who you haven't seen, because neighbors are really isolated, we start to see each other. We're like, hey, how's it going? You know, yeah, those are pajamas. That's my husband's underwear. Oh, it's nice. You know, and so we start to talk. Meanwhile, the kids are freaking out. The teenagers are like, all right, boomers, what's going on here? Because we need our internet back up. I'm working on something. I go, are you in school? No. What are you working on? I was in the middle of a game. So the teenagers in the neighborhood were kind of panicking. And you see them start to coalesce, like, oh, my gosh. And you see them need a community. Us older folks, even though I'm a Gen X, you know, we're like, okay, you know, I'm getting some, you know, melatonin stimulation. We could see the stars. Everybody's in the same boat. And it was funny because I really felt relaxed until I went back in the house and I saw the animals were kind of freaking out. And then I noticed that the cats and dogs were stress eating. They immediately ran to the food. So I'm like, okay, now the animals are stressed. When the animals get stressed, I start to get stressed. And I'm like, why are you stress eating? I mean, the power went out. Now we're probably at maybe 2 minutes, 30 seconds into the power outage, right? And the animals are already stress eating. Then my son, who's home, heads for the refrigerator. And then he opens up the door and he said, because he wants light. So he stands there and opens the refrigerator. And I'm like, close the refrigerator because we don't have power and there's not going to be light because there's no power and there's nobody's like, it's going to get hot and the air conditioning is out. I'm like, close the refrigerator because we need the food. Now, thank God I haven't gone grocery shopping in a few days. I had this big graduation weekend, so I didn't go grocery shopping. So basically our refrigerator is just old food anyway. So I don't care that much, but I'm like, wait a second here. You know, we did stock up for the recession on freezer food. So now you start to panic a little bit about, well, wait a second, all this food we stocked up on, are we going to now lose it? You know, meanwhile, you know, my husband's, you know, checking, going around, he's driving around, you know, he takes the car, go, be careful, because there's people out there without a cell phone that you can hit, be careful. You know, so he's driving around, he doesn't want to be in a dark house. I'm watching the animal stress eat. Now, my son's like, well, now I'm hungry. Okay, now, just, right, you got this. So, all right, we're only at now, like, maybe 3 minutes and 10 seconds into the power outage. I try to check my Facebook to see if anybody else has a power outage, and I can't access the Internet. So now, by about 4 minutes, you start to go, wait a second, how long is this going to be? Well, our power company will give updates, but if you can't access your Internet, you can't access those updates. So I'm trying to get access, and I'm trying to, you know, and I'm trying to text anybody I can. I don't know what's going on with the cell phone tower. And then I start to think, you know what, we're blessed, we're lucky. Because it's only about maybe 90 degrees, and it could really have been the dead of summer, and it could have been in areas throughout the country, like what happened in Houston, or was it, I forget, or was it last year, maybe it was Houston, where their power grid was shot. And I'm like, you know what, I think I want to drive around, and I want to make sure there's no medical issues. Because if the gates are closed, then ambulances can't come in. So I start to drive around, I want to go to drive around, and the I can't open the garage door. The garage door's closed. So I have a car that I can't use. It's fuel, but it's in a garage door that I don't know how to open. So basically, prepare by making sure you have a freezer. Keep the freezers closed, you know, and unplug all your electronics because when the power comes back on, it could surge and mess with your computers. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a very common question we get whenever there's a mass shooting or a hate crime or what we've seen, sadly, over the past few weeks, months, years, and as things are just seeming to become more and more violent, is the human being able to snap, going from normal, happy-go-lucky kid to turning around and snapping and wanting to murder a bunch of people? Or, you know, murder people of a certain race or creed? And does somebody overnight or just instantaneously, are they able to snap like that? Well, the family claims that Peyton Gendron, the 18-year-old, did snap. They said they never saw any warning. And this I find hard to believe. From a psychological standpoint, the answer to the first question is yes, people can snap. People can be fine, happy, and then all of a sudden just lose it. Yell, scream, cry, say, I've had enough, I'm done. Yes, that can happen. But to want to kill 10 black people, I'm sorry, there had to have been signs. And I get being the family of an alleged mass murderer suspect is not easy. And when you have an 18-year-old, all eyes are on the parents going, what did you do wrong in raising this kid? And to that, as a physician, I have to say, where the parents are guilty is, one, is if they, you know, promoted a environment of we hate people, we hate these people, we hate these people, kill, you know. That's, you know, if the parents didn't, you know, these kids these days, they come up with opinions. I can't tell you how many people I know where the parents are Republican and the kids are Democrat, or the kids are Republican and the parents are Democrat, or, you know, the parents love, I don't know, you know, heavy metal and the kids love rap. You know, a child's hatred or acclivity to something doesn't necessarily always reflect on the parents or upbringing. And you, especially with a 17 or 18-year-old, can very easily have the oppositional defiant or the, look, okay, you say the sky is blue, I say it's red. So we have to be very careful blaming parents. It is very, you know, I am intrigued by what the culture could have been and, you know, what he grew up in. But when somebody commits a crime like this, you can't always associate the brothers and the sisters and the parents and all that, because we aren't looking at somebody who says, you know what, you know, I grew up in an Italian family. We love Italian food. I love it. I love the way my mom, you know, makes Italian food. You know, it's a family cultural thing. This is somebody who has no logic, no appropriate mental health compass, because he thought it was okay to murder a bunch of people in a supermarket. So you have to be very careful using the thinking of, well, wait a second, if somebody decides to shoot somebody, that means he could have been listening to voices. There could have been voices that took over. He could have thought the devil was telling him to do something. Look at John Hinckley Jr., who tried to assassinate President Reagan. He did it because he thought it would get the attention of Jodie Foster, because he had a crush on Jodie Foster. Now, maybe there was even more to it. Maybe he thought Jodie Foster knew him. Or I didn't really examine the whole psychological makeup of John Hinckley Jr., who is, by the way, out now after serving time. But he literally thought that trying to assassinate the president would be in the good graces of this actress. Now, I don't know if actors and actresses at the time were as anti-presidents as they are now. You know, like Madonna said, you know, she had actively thought about, you know, bombing the White House or whatever. You know, I don't know if Jodie Foster was ever anti-Reagan. You guys might know the history more. I was a kid when this happened, and I'll look it up. But he literally thought that him trying to assassinate a president would get the attention. I mean, it did get the attention, but even get Jodie Foster to like him. I don't know. That is a sick mind. That is not what the average healthy human brain thinks. So when you have somebody who did what he did and massacred multiple people, it sounds like he shot 11 black people, killing 10 of them, 2 white people, 1 white person he saved, we're being told, because they were white, but killing at least 10 people. This is somebody that is not of, you can't apply your thinking to his. He's not going to think like, allegedly, he's not going to think that way. So it makes it all the more harder to predict who the next killer would be. So when family members say, look, we never saw any signs, they also say that the pandemic and its enforced isolation took its toll on the mental health. I mean, you know, they have a point, by no means justifies. I mean, that, you know, and to, you know, blame it on COVID is, I think, Sandra Komarov, 68 years old, a cousin of the mother, said, I have no idea how he could have gotten caught up in this. I blame it on COVID. He was very paranoid about getting COVID, extremely paranoid, to the point that his friends were saying he would wear the hazmat suit to school. Then he got COVID just a few weeks ago. He went to family functions with a respirator mask on. He totally wasn't going to get COVID, and then he got COVID. Now, I got to tell you, I have a lot of friends that do mask up, almost look like they're in hazmat suits. I mean, there are people that are paranoid. Somebody could say, well, that was the media. That was the, you know, everybody's blaming, and this is where we go wrong. We try to blame presidents and administrations, the Trump administration for him, you know, shooting multiple black people, the Biden administration for the paranoia of COVID. This is a boy who had mental health issues. And this, years before, when we were concerned about OCD and we were concerned about paranoia, we let it happen with COVID. So when somebody said, look, you know, wear a mask, everybody has to wear a mask, we'll get COVID. You got to wear your mask, you got to be vaccinated, we got to turn people away because they're, you know, they're not vaccinated. Before COVID, you'd be like, okay, a little bit of paranoia, a little bit of obsessive compulsive, you know, just take a deep breath. All right, this virus will outsmart things. You know, vaccines aren't 100%. But this chaotic, you know, attitude, and the thing I worry about is we overlooked people that might have had mental illness. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later today. So, according to the Daily Mail, they said that Komarov, the family cousin, said the family was, quote, maxed, vaxxed to the max. I don't know if it was a bad case. I just know he caught it, brought into the, and that the teen was brought into the fear of COVID. That's the only way to say it. When you're home all day on the internet, you're missing out on human contact. There's a lot of emotions, a lot of body language. You're not getting as when you see their face. And then the father, or I'm sorry, a husband of the cousin, suggested Gendron might have had lizard brain, which controls aggression. I can't say it's impossible, but maybe that would happen one out of so many millions of times. Now, this Gendron, this wasn't just a snap, just a overnight snap. He had a 180-page manifesto. We also found out that he had planned to drive, allegedly, to several counties to carry out the shooting. And it sounds like he had visited websites looking at white supremacy ideologies, race-based conspiracy theories, extensively researched the Christchurch, New Zealand mosque shooting, the man that killed dozens at a summer camp in Norway back in 2011. So to travel 200 miles to Buffalo, to stake it out, to pretend to be homeless, this is somebody that didn't just snap overnight. This is somebody who I think had a long history of mental illness that just wasn't picked up. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The President and First Lady visited a memorial at the site of Saturday's deadly mass shooting in Buffalo. 10 people were killed at the Tops Market in what authorities are calling a racially motivated hate crime. The gunman has been charged with first-degree murder, and other charges are expected to be filed. Congress is holding the first public hearing on UFOs in about 50 years. The last hearing in 1969 focused on the findings of a government study called Project Blue Book. Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence Scott Bray tells a House Intelligence Subcommittee that many UFOs are ultimately able to be identified, but some remain unsolved.
We have no material. We have detected no emanations within the UAP task force that would suggest it's anything non-terrestrial.
USA Radio News. Voters in five states, including the Keystone State, are heading to the polls on Tuesday.
Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman said over the weekend that he suffered a stroke on Friday and that he would be off the campaign trail for the near future, including his campaign's election night rally. The 52-year-old is the clear frontrunner in the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate seat being vacated by Republican Pat Toomey. The health challenge is not expected to evaporate his consistent double-digit polling lead over Congressman Connor Lamb, his main primary rival. Most of the action has been on the GOP side of the contest, with Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick trading blows via TV ads and a late surge by pundit Kathy Barnett. But it's Oz who has the Trump endorsement in the race. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Elon Musk says his $44 billion bid for Twitter can't move forward until the company is more clear about how many of its accounts are fake. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so I find this fascinating, and I just do, that for years, people have been made fun of if they spotted a UFO. Now, maybe it's because I'm a little older than the average American, right? I'm a Gen X. So I was a kid in the 70s, grew up in the 80s. I mean, I was a young kid in the 70s. So when I hear that somebody spotted a UFO, what usually follows is, well, that person's crazy, or they're from some, I don't know, rural town, and, you know, they're out of their minds. And they're crazy or they're smoking something. And we made fun of it even in Back to the Future. In Back to the Future, you know, there were comic series. And so when Marty McFly went back to the future, or went back to the, actually went back to the 1950s and had to go back to the future. In 1955, he dressed up as an alien and made it look like he had a spaceship, his car of a spaceship, and then the kid thought, you know, oh my gosh, you know, this is real life. So we have been joking about it in Hollywood, we have been joking about it for years, that UFOs, if somebody spots a UFO, they're out of their mind, and it's crazy. And if somebody says, look, but there's a UFO, I saw it, that would be considered disinformation. They get censored that they're crazy, and they get considered, it's chalked up as disinformation. Well, I never thought I would see the day where we actually have congressional hearings on UFOs. And in fact, we're having reports where people in the military were afraid to make official reports about the incident because they were afraid they were going to be sent for a psychological evaluation. Now, these unidentified, they don't call them necessarily UFOs, they're calling them unidentified aerial phenomena. So the name is a little different, because for years we have been stereotyping UFOs or accounts of UFOs as crazy talk. So now they have to try to make it a little bit more scientific. So they're called unidentified aerial phenomena. Now, I agree with that, because we always evolve. Science is always evolving. And rather than saying an unidentified flying object, even though object is pretty objective, a phenomena could include a light, image, a physical presence of something that appears to be an object but doesn't necessarily assume it's an object. It's a phenomena. So, or a phenomenon. Phenomena is plural. So, you know, I understand, because science evolves. And I never said somebody was crazy if they saw a UFO. Part of me believed them. I do think there's life in other planets. I don't think they're really that curious about us. I don't think they care. And if they did, I just don't see. I mean, if they watch the news and they see what our world leaders are doing, I think they'd be like, I'm out of here. So when you hear that the military's database has at least 400 reported incidents, and those are the ones that they didn't call crazy. I mean, people have been reporting UFOs for decades, now maybe even centuries, but only now there's 400. It starts to remind us that what was once crazy and conspiracy theory may now actually be an accepted truth. And we're going into this this decade of the 20s. President Obama had a very, you know, thoughtful speech. Many public officials are like, look, we have to fight disinformation. The problem is I don't know if we're defining disinformation correctly, because it looks like disinformation is very subjective. So if somebody says, look, COVID is a fungus, and this COVID fungus is going to eat your tongue out, that is a very unsubstantiated theory and might be misinforming people. And I get how you don't want to have that form of disinformation. But somebody's saying, look, these viruses are probably outsmarting the masks, and people have a false sense of security with the masks. They have a valid theory there, which has been now proven. Yet people who brought that up were vilified as disinformation. Same thing with the COVID vaccines. When you have parents or family members of somebody who had a side effect, and they said, look, guys, we just want to warn the public. When they try to warn people that there was a side effect in the family, they have been vilified as spreading disinformation. And what did we come to find out? Yeah. Some of these did cause blood clots. Some of these did cause myocarditis. Overall, we have a much better safety profile than a risk profile, but people got vilified for promoting disinformation that now is being accepted. This psychological evaluation, some of the people in the military were afraid. that they were going to be forced to get a psychological evaluation, you know, if they said anything. Well, what do you think they're doing to that one doctor in Maine? Because she had suggested natural immunity could protect against COVID, and that the government does not want to have open discussions about natural immunity. We just had a study yesterday, again, saying, look, guys, natural immunity plus vaccine immunity might give the strongest amount of immunity. We're having doctors now being demanded to have psychological evaluations. Meanwhile, here we are in Congress having now, you know, hearings on UFOs. So when people freak out about Twitter, or they freak out about the disinformation board, or the woman who sings Mary Poppins, I don't think it's just rhetoric, because how many times have things over the last couple of years been accused of disinformation to only come about saying, looks like the science is evolving. And it's not a, well, that's an interesting theory, let's prove it. It's a, you get censored. You get kicked off Facebook or Twitter. You can lose your job. You know, this brand of disinformation causes so much damage before people reverse and go, oh, yeah, you're right. Looks like there are some side effects. Looks like some people are having cardiac arrest. There was a study. I had said early on, I go, guys, we got to watch out for your cardiac vulnerable people with the vaccine, because I think some of these people that are collapsing, it might be cardiac arrest. So our cardiac vulnerable people need to talk to their medical providers. Finally, a study a week or two ago, yeah, it looks like we are seeing cases of cardiac arrest after the vaccine. Rare, but then it's not disinformation. You know, how are people supposed to alert individuals to things and tell them to watch out for things if they're going to basically be, and I apologize using the same word vilified, but be insulted and stereotyped and marginalized every time they come up with something that ends up being true? Now, I told you guys, I'm blown away by what happened with Facebook and me. Merck's molnupiravir drug was going to its advanced final clinical trials. The news wanted to talk about it. So I put on Facebook, hey, guys, I'm going to be talking about this new drug to fight COVID. And, I mean, I was almost completely banned. And I had to sit, and I'm like, look, it's now an emergency authorized FDA-approved drug for COVID. Why did somebody think that was disinformation then? So we really need to rethink before we start branding the disinformation wand. Because right now, I guess UFOs are a fact. 1-877-DOCDOLLY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow on us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the FDA has approved a booster dose of the COVID shot for 5 to 11-year-olds. This is the booster. They said it would ensure children would have, quote, continued protection against COVID. This would be a third shot administered 5 months after the second. We still don't have guidance on the under 5-year-olds, but this is the 5 to 11-year-olds that I believe was approved back in October. Now that we're over the 5 months now, we're almost at 7 months since then, if parents wanted their child to get an additional COVID shot, they can. Some experts are concerned because children are already at low risk of developing severe disease from COVID. The FDA, from what we understand, is also considering to approve two doses of Pfizer, Moderna's, or COVID in kids 6 months to 11 years old. Here's the problem. They have issues with only two shots. So they're thinking with the 6 month to 5 year olds that it might have to be a 3-dose series and then boosters. So officials, though, have at least green-lighted the booster shot for those kids 5 to 11. And 1,045 children, from what I understand, have died from COVID since numbers were being taken from March 2020. 1,000 deaths, to me, is too many, but it is less than 0.1% of the 1 million American fatalities. Most of the people who died were over 65. So children, interestingly enough, have been, you know, bombarded with viruses this whole time. And you wonder what their natural immunity is. And when people ask, look, you know, should I be giving my kids the shots? Should I be giving them the boosters? Public officials are saying, yes, you know, give kids the COVID vaccine. It'll help prevent severe disease since it can kill children or can cause the multi-system inflammatory syndrome. Yes, do it. But parents are like, but what if my child has an immunity already? And we aren't testing people. We're not running tests for immunity. People keep asking, why can't we just run a test to see if we have antibodies? Well, because the antibodies, and I get that. I agree with that same question. But the answer to that is because the antibodies wane, if I had taken a test last November to see if I had antibodies from my COVID shots or from circulating Delta that I never got sick by, my guess is I would have triggered the test to be, yeah, she's had antibodies. She's been exposed. But what happened in January? I still got Omicron. And then after getting Omicron, a whole bunch of us have been kind of dealing with whatever this is, the baby Omicron or the grandbaby Omicron. So we can't necessarily run a blood test and say you're good because people are still getting sick, just like with the vaccine. I can't tell you that just because you got the vaccine, you're in the clear. I can't because people who are vaccinated are getting sick again. So then the next question is do parents take the risk of the vaccine or do they take the risk of their child getting another version of COVID? And that's difficult. And we are seeing a lot of parents forego the vaccines in their kids or the boosters. Many parents out there are scared that schools are going to require it. And I don't think schools should necessarily require this COVID vaccine because similarly to the flu shot, you know, it's not going to be just a, you know, initial series and then you're good for life, like with the MMR or, you know. The tetanus, it's a every 10-year booster, but that's 10 years. Flu shots, you got to get every year. And it has been very unpopular from a mandating point of view with adults and kids. And that's why the flu shot isn't mandated. It might eventually, if flu ends up killing kids and more than COVID, yes, my guess is it is going to come into play. You know, we usually lose a few hundred kids to flu each year. We've lost a little bit more than that each year to COVID. So if they're going to mandate the COVID vaccine, you know, there's a good chance they're going to mandate the flu. Or if they mandate the flu vaccine, then somebody's going to say, but COVID kills more children than flu. And so it's, I get how parents are a little concerned. Now, if some parents were, I have no problem, I'm going to vaccinate the kids, I'm good. You know, I mean, my boys were older. I was a little worried about what would happen from a myocarditis standpoint, so I told them not to do any heavy exercises, and the second they feel any chest pain to let me know. But thank God they were fine when they got their vaccines. Have they gotten their boosters yet? I don't think they have. I haven't talked to them about it. But, you know, the booster hesitancy has been waxing and waning because people have gotten COVID naturally. So the vaccines plus the natural right now, per the studies, are showing that's the biggest boost. Is it natural immunity plus booster, or is it natural immunity plus the original series? Most of the studies are looking at original series and immunity. because you had more people that got the original series. So I know some of you parents want me to tell you to vaccinate the kid or not, and I can't do that. I'm not comfortable doing that. I'm comfortable saying this is what public officials want you to do. I'm not comfortable saying go get your kid vaccinated or don't get your kid vaccinated based on risks because I don't know your child's medical history. And I know that's what people want, and I apologize, you know, and I know she's played it safe. Yeah, I'm playing it safe. I really don't know what to say because, sadly, I know people who have had reactions, you know, but I've also known people that have had family members who died of COVID. Luckily, they had some vaccine immunity. They didn't. So I'm still in a fog about what the heck is going on. Now, you know, and another study has come out saying that the amount of COVID deaths we've been dealing with, the 1 million, would have been much more if, you know, if we didn't have vaccines, and many of these deaths could have been prevented if we did have vaccines. They say daily deaths are falling 43%. Cases are jumping 19%. But we don't know if it's because it's a milder virus or if it's because many of us have some form of immunity. COVID cases are increasing close to 20% across the country. It started to pass the 90,000 mark again. And as I told you, this is when we're seeing baby Omicron and grandbaby Omicron. So I think this wave is going to take us easily till June in the summer. I am hoping we get a reprieve this summer. I am anticipating a fall that's going to be just as dramatic. And I hate to say that, but I think the one thing we could count on is the drama of things. But, you know, as if you are comfortable with the vaccine and you feel it protected you and you didn't have any side effects, right now the vaccines seem to be, you know, still the prevention of choice. Do I think we need a better vaccine? I do. Do I think we need to eventually get out of this, you know, keep boosting the older vaccine every few months, but instead let's get a new updated vaccine once a year? Yes. I don't know why it's taking so long. The only thing I could guess is all these purchasing and contracts had to do with the original vaccine from the wild type, that everybody's double downing on that. They have all these extra supply. They can't give the shots away. Yeah, you can. Give them to these other countries that don't have anything. But now that we have these new variants, the other thing, too, is, you know, what a lot of people don't talk about is how much of these other countries don't want the vaccine. You know, us in America, in Europe, we're very pro, you know, prevention. But it is there's a big cultural divide on when you, you know, inject something to prevent something or you know, use nature or botanicals and things like that. So you also wonder if some countries don't want it. I'm sure there's people that do, though. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Every day, we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.